Okay. Grab your seat, folks. Grab your seat. Before we hand back over to Peter, who's going to take us through social marketing in the last hour, 45 minutes. Can I remind you that David is here from the Time Bank? Let me tell you quickly why I invited Damien and David along. Damien's one of the directors. David works with Damien. I just saw them and I realised, you know what? I'm trying to encourage all of you to think about building a business where you focus on your genius. You just stick to what's genius and you try and find ways of delegating out or in everything else that's not your absolute genius. You're too good to be faffing around with low genius tasks, things that you're just good at. Competence in today's market just isn't good enough. You need to be genius at what you do. That's how you're going to be different to the rest of your peer group of 40,000 IFAs. I just think part of that genius is giving you the option to outsource to other people. So I've introduced in the past Michelle Hoskin, and I'm not sure if she came north, but she certainly was down in the south. Michelle Hoskin, as you know, is all about internal business systems for IFAs. That's her whole business life, is how to create a better systemized, structured IFA business or financial planning business. And she's introduced into the UK the ISO 22222 standard, and she can get you credited at that level. And it really turns your business into just a humming machine. And power planning to me is seriously hard work. You know, the stuff that you do when you're not advising, and all the creation of material reports, research, and everything else that goes into what happens immediately after that advisory meeting, is the bit that most of you are actually only good at. You're not geniuses. Most of you that I've met are geniuses at this face-to-face advisory process. You're just intuitively or trained brilliant at it. So the reason I brought Time Bank along, and they're sponsoring this event, both North and South, so I thank them for sponsoring it, is that these are one of the outsourced skills that maybe you need to seriously consider to get rid of time taken away from your genius. If you multiply your genius time, you will simply create a better business worth more revenue and more profit. It's commercially that crude. So do think about talking to the Time Bank. His card, David's cards are outside and Damien's cards. Grab it on the way out. Think about, should I be doing this work? Or is it taking me away from my genuine genius? And then talk to the Time Bank about the paraplanning work that they do superbly well. Good, Peter, social marketing, social media.
Okie dokes. Social media marketing, we're going to look at brand awareness. Social media versus a website, it's a question that I'm asked on a regular basis. Can I ditch my website now I've got social media? We'll answer that question. What are some of the success keys for social media? What's hot and what's not? And then creating a strategy. So, if I said to you, hamburger, what brand name comes to mind?
McDonald's.
There's always one. You're all of them. Right. If I said soft drink, fizzy drink, what name comes to... Right. These companies have spent not millions, they've spent billions to own that space in your mind. And they do own that space. It's called top of mind, and it's the ultimate in marketing. That's what every marketeer wants. And it's also, unfortunately, why a lot of small companies screw up, get it wrong, because they try and copy the big boys. You can't do the brand marketing with the same effectiveness of McDonald's because you don't have a multi-billion pound marketing budget. Or at least that's the way it used to be. And the mistake people made was a small company would have an advert with a picture of their product and a tagline along the lines of Vosper and Dirk Technic, you know, just trying to make, you know, emulate some of the big players. Just doesn't work. Smaller businesses need direct action advertising, direct response. Now, with social media, it's slightly different. The great thing about social, there's so many good things about it. One of the great things is that it can level the playing field. The whole concept of social media is that 99% of it is free. It's paid for by advertising that appears on the platform, so the users don't have to pay to be on there. And generally, if you want to build your business awareness, you don't have to pay to do that. So it's got that advantage. You can have the same brand awareness, potentially, of your larger competitors. And particularly because some larger companies are so afraid of social media that they stick their heads in the sand and say, oh, we just hope it goes away. And it's not going to go away. Social media today is very similar to how email was 15 years ago. Do you remember when you got your first email address, or you were working at the bank and the bank got the first email address, and that was it? There was one email address for the company. And it was normally looked after by the managing director, because the MD thought, well, I don't want to let any of the staff have access to this because they will probably say something that's wrong. And it was all control. Nowadays, we have multiple email accounts. In fact, who would expect today an email consultant to have any success in the world? Could you imagine that, going on a training course to learn how to send an email today? It just wouldn't happen. But the same's going to happen with social media. In 5 to 10 years, you won't have people like me running training courses or consulting on social media, because it would just be part of everyday business and private lives. It just won't happen. We are in the equivalent of 1995, when email was starting to happen. We're equivalent of 1995 with social media, because some people are adopting it. We're on the first wave, pretty much, still.
Gordon's still back in the 70s with Wendy's.
and we can tell that from earlier today when I said who's on Facebook, and it was probably about 40% of the room are on Facebook. A few more on LinkedIn. Twitter, anyone on Twitter? Roughly the same as Facebook, maybe a little less. So just that just tells you it hasn't been widely adopted yet. The thing is, a lot of your prospects and customers will be starting to get involved with social media. And just because your customer or your prospect, client, whatever you want to call them, is 65 years old, doesn't mean they don't use the internet. And it doesn't mean they're not engaged on social media.
Do you really think our 50-something-year-old business owners will be there?
Yeah. Well, if I could just react to that, because I'm your archetypal anti-Twitter, anti-Facebook guy. I mean, you would not believe some of the patience Peter's had fighting.
Cheers, Gary.
Safe flight. Gary, get back to Ireland. Safe journey, Gary.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you, it took me, Peter, 6 months.
Come on, it's longer than that. Yeah. It was more like 16 months.
To give him Facebook, and at least 9 months to get me onto Twitter. Because I just didn't see the point. I just didn't get it, really didn't. I don't want to talk about what I'm having for sandwich today and what I've been swimming this morning. What? Until I got on there and I found out what was going on, and I was quite worried.
The opportunity here for social media for financial services, and just go back to this, where do you get most of your business from? It's from personal recommendation and probably from existing relationships with someone you might know at the rugby club or whatever it is. You know, it might not be a referral, but personal relationships, and someone knows what you're up to and what you do. Social media just extends your potential network exponentially beyond your personal private network. So let's say that it's veterinary surgeons that is your target market,
and
left-handed. The veterinary surgeon is your target. Now, what's the chance that that veterinary surgeon happens to be friends with another veterinary surgeon that you don't know? That is where the potential starts to happen on social media. And just because you don't want it doesn't necessarily mean your clients don't want it. And it's fair to say that some of your clients won't be interested and won't want it. But that's existing clients. We're talking not just about existing clients, we're talking about building and growing and developing the business of the type of people that you want to do business with. So there's phenomenal potential. Let's just do the reality check here. Compared to buying a list from the Thompson directory, let's say, and doing a direct mail piece, or getting a list of your ABC ones within 10 miles of your radius, and direct mailing, or banging in an advert in the local rag and getting no phone calls, as normally happens with that kind of method. So we're talking here about a method where you can reach potentially your target market and start to build relationships. By the way, social media isn't about flogging stuff, although there are some multi-level marketers that do think it is, but you soon ignore them. For you, it's about creating, building and sustaining relationships, and these relationships will grow, and ultimately when the time is right, when there is that life-changing event, the trigger, either that person will say, I need to go and speak to an IFA, who should I call? There's that guy I'm connected with. Or there's a recommendation. When someone says, do you know anyone that can help out with pensions or whatever it is that they want, then your name will occupy the top of mind position. That is what you need to aim for, to be top of mind.
I'll give you one quick example. Yesterday afternoon, as I was desperately trying to rush off and catch a plane, I had a call from someone on LinkedIn. He said his name four times before I recognised it, which made me sound really stupid. That's because he was talking on the mobile. And he said, first thing he said was, I'm Deborah, we are connected on LinkedIn. Really? Right. He just told me to connect on LinkedIn, he didn't tell me. And Pete's been nagging at me again for 6 months, just get into LinkedIn, just connect with these guys. What happens then? You just do it. Just do it. I'm going to tell you, so I did. So I did, and this guy told me, he said, the way I see you is you're about marketing the world for IFAs. Is that right? I said, well, yeah, yes, it is. And I pulled down your IFA marketing thing, and I think I'll read that to my friend. I said, amazing. How does this work? So it's just LinkedIn. I've been talking on LinkedIn to a couple of IFA groups about different subjects they were raising, and my name kept popping up in front of him with this link. So we were connected. I didn't know we were connected, we just were. So top of mind was, he has a his business is running fabulously, he's earning about £2 million a year. He needs some marketing help. So I said, well, I need to enter. So I have to say, if that happened yesterday, I would have thought, ooh, we're doing like this LinkedIn thing, much like those users in there doing it. But it's amazing. I was shocked.
Peter, can I just do you recommend that you sign up to the business or the professional LinkedIn or whatever it is they advertise?
No.
No. Don't bother.
No need.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Don't you like short answers? Right. Social media versus website. The social media on page 39 of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. The idea is that when you've built a relationship and somebody is ready to find out more about you, that is the time that they may go to your website. And your website is now just a conversion tool to convert the casual visitor into a prospect, to get them to pick up the phone and call you. So all the relationship building takes place within the social media arena, and the conversion into genuine prospect happens on your website.
Hey, can I just ask?
So I've never been on Twitter, I've never been on Facebook. Do you program yourself to spend so much time a day on it? Or so, I mean,
program myself?
Well, you've got a busy life, you've got loads going on.
Oh, so seriously.
What do you do?
My suggestion is that you spend no more than 5 minutes a day on social media. That's generally where I'm...
All gone.
Yeah, and thankfully for these devices now, iPhones and Apples and Blackberries and whatnot, you can, I use my, I can tweet on here and Facebook on here and do it when I'm standing in a queue at Tesco or wherever. When I've got time that's dead time, I now use my iPhone to do most of my social media stuff.
Peter, just one question. Is there a facility where you can input the information in one place and it feeds LinkedIn?
Yes, there is. I'll show you exactly where that is shortly.
Okay, great. You can use background music every time.
It's kind of awesome. I would expand, I would suggest a couple of books to you by email and give you links to Amazon when I get back to the office. One of them is called The Trust Agent, and it's how to become trusted and influential using social media. And one of those things I learned from Peter was, David, don't sell. Don't even look like you're selling. Tell them how brilliant you are. Even send them to your website. Don't do that. Become part of the community first and talk to them and even help them. So, you know, as I'm talking to Mark, Mark said, I'm going to go see if I get some referrals today. So he's actually telling us before he went to a meeting what he was going to do. He said, oh, would you like a copy of the referral booklet? Because I'll give it to you for free. Oh, super duper. Send it to the senior. Bang. And everybody was watching us because we were doing it publicly on Twitter. So somebody said, oh, could I have a copy of that referral thing? He said, yeah, no problem at all. So all of a sudden, this guy pops into their community, this funny little face and glasses, and he's helping people. And then he's beginning to tweet, he's got us. That's what he's called, as he says.
It's better than being one of them, isn't it?
It's better than when they eventually work out I'm one of them.
Right. Now, it doesn't stop at building the prospects and taking them to your website. It continues afterwards. Once they've been to your website, picked up the phone, you've gone and done the fact, you know, they're a client, they're back into the social media loop, so that they're just kept in contact. They do become a friend. And as Facebook says, they like you. And you can start to communicate with all of your friends on a regular basis and tell them what's new in your life. Now, it doesn't mean to bore them to tears with share prices and all that kind of stuff, but it's just be the human, be the you that you are. It's doing the triathlon at the weekend, heavy training, just pull the muscle. It can be the...
You don't know us very well, do you,
Pete? Sorry? It's learning a new song on the guitar, whatever. It's being you, being the human being, because people buy from people. It's relationship building, and you. So if you're stuck for things to talk about on social media, start to ask questions, because questions are great. They're engaging. It's not just a reporting of an event. If you ask a question, such as anyone have any good ideas on generating referrals or whatever the topic is, you will start to get responses. And as David's mentioned, other people will be able to monitor this conversation.
Does everybody get every message that's sent?
Not necessarily. I'll take you on a quick tour of the social media shortly. But you can interact privately, kind of like how email is, and you can interact publicly as well. So, and hopefully, if you interact publicly, then people can see the conversation, depending what the conversation is on. If it is on a financial topic, for instance, if it's on LinkedIn, chances are it's a professional discussion, then people will be able to see the quality of your advice. Right, page 40. The social media success keys. First thing is have a strategy. It doesn't have to be complicated, but have a strategy. I'll tell you how to devise a strategy in a few moments. Hunt like a lion. Where does the lion hunt? Where's the favourite place for lion to hunt?
Where the food is.
Exactly. Normally the watering hole, isn't it? The lion hunts where the food is. It's easy, and that's what you should be doing. In fact, just a shortcut. That is, in terms of what's hot and what's not, what's hot on social media is where your customers and prospects are. What's not hot is where they aren't. It's simple. It's really noddy stuff. Watch others, learn from them. Join groups. Now, with Advisor Jim, we're working on a platform for being sociable outside of some of the social media circuits. But there is an Advisor Jim group in its very infancy, because we've been talking about LinkedIn, haven't we, for a while, and Dave's getting there. But there's an Advisor Jim group very much in its infancy, but it could be a place where you could interact with each other and other IFAs could interact with you, and it's, you know, that's a place to be. And as Dave says, become one of us. Content is vital. It's no, you know that old, that film, If You Build It, They Will Come? Yeah. Field of Dreams, yeah. Now, if you build it in social media, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to come. You've actually got to work at it. It's not something that you can set up and say, right, I did Twitter. Doing Twitter isn't creating the account and leaving it. You've actually got to nurture and be involved. The other thing is measure results. So my success keys as well, it's about starting conversations, exchanging information, as Dave mentioned earlier, and building relationships. Just note, this doesn't say sell, 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 unless you're a multi-level marketer. You'd think I've got something against them, wouldn't you? Right. So, where I believe the hotties are Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Let's do a quick whistle stop, and then we'll work out where, if you're going to apply any focus, which of these you should be really working on. And it might not be the same for everyone. So we'll start off with Facebook. We've done a bit of Facebook already today. Okay, let me just go to the home page of Facebook. I've no idea what's going to come up because it's live. I guess I've got a couple of hundred friends here on Facebook, and the idea of Facebook is that when you connect with someone, whenever they mention anything or write any drivel, you get to see what they've written. And sometimes it is drivel, sometimes it's really, you know, you're not interested, but other times you do see interesting parts here. It's a way of communicating with friends that you may have. There's
Tony.
Tony Burgess. Tony's a life coach, NLP instructor, that sort of thing. Tony has about 1,000 or so friends on Facebook. You're limited to 5,000 friends. And Tony has generated about $4,000 worth of business for coaching just via Facebook. And he's done it on the personal side. Strictly speaking, you shouldn't use a personal Facebook account for business. And he's aware of that. So he also has a Facebook, what used to be called a fan page. You might have heard fan pages. They're just called Facebook pages now. And instead of being a fan, you like something. So perhaps we could have a look at one of those. In fact, can we have a look at yours, Martin? Your Facebook fan page, which would be Midlands Investment Agency. And you can see the sorts of things that Martin puts up here. There we go. Off to Manchester tomorrow to spend the day on business development with Dave Scarlett and Pete Lisney. Right. What happens here is those messages appear on the page of everyone that likes Martin. So someone will go to Martin's page and think, oh yeah, this guy, he's an all right chappy. He's my IFA or whatever that they want to say. And so they click on the like button at the top of the page. It's not there at the moment because I've already liked this page. And every time Martin says something, they get to see in their kind of like news feed what Martin's saying. So that's one way of staying top of mind or staying in front of people. And it's really effective. Now, what happens as well, if someone were to respond, in fact, Martin's responded to someone else, but let's just see if you've got any responses here. There we go. Midlands Investment Agency has now set out chapters for his first book. Okay, writing a book. And there's some comments. In fact, it happens to be Pete and Dave, because we know a little bit of...
You must have been my only friends at the time.
Well, you are new to it, aren't you?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. And what has happened here, when Pete Lisney put a response, have you had a look at Lulu, which is a publishing website, that appeared as part of my news feed, so my couple of hundred friends got to see my comment to Martin, which from Martin's perspective has now introduced him to my couple of hundred friends, or at least put his face in front of that. And if the comment that I'd made was remotely interesting to any of my friends, they might have clicked through onto Martin to see what he's all about. And that's where the key is. It's the way of connecting. It's propagating your message across to lots of people.
It did scare me when I put out my first comment to my daughter, who said, "Daddy, you don't get off Facebook. It's only teenagers." She wrote to me, I didn't even know she knew I was on Facebook. How she found out? Well, you must know how she found out. I went on Facebook, yeah. And suddenly my daughter's writing to me, "Get off."
When you set up a personal page and you request a friend, they have to accept it. So you can deny people if you don't like looking at them. On business pages, it's not like that. There are people following me and I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
So I've just clicked like. I haven't had to confirm whether I like them or not back.
No.
So there's somebody on there, a few people on there, I don't even know who they are.
Within 2 days, I had 200 requests to become friends. One of them was for somebody that I used to work with 35 years ago. We've never spoken to each other since then because he was in Australia. And suddenly he gets a message that I'm, how does this work? It's just amazing.
Because you put your name of where you maybe worked in the previous life, and there's sites set up and it just links it
across. Yeah, friends of friends, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Now, in Who to Friend, I'll ask a question in a sec. In Who to Friend, I'm fairly particular. Some people aren't. Personal friends, you know, on my personal Facebook account, I only friend people that I know and that are in fact friends, rather than friends of friends. That's just a kind of private, because I put pictures of my kids up there and stuff like that. You had a question.
Do you need to have a personal page to have a business page?
Yes, you do. Now, to get a... The thing, if you don't have, if you try and run business through a personal page, Facebook can shut you down. And they'll just, you know, you might put loads of work into it and they'll just shut you down, close your account, poke off.
That wasn't really, I just wondered if it was a prerequisite to have a business page, you have to start off with a personal page.
No. You can add a personal page afterwards if you wish, but you can just start. So if you want to set up a business account, a business page on Facebook, go to facebook.com and just follow the instructions. Or in fact, Google how to set up a Facebook business page. You'll find information on that. And one particular website that's pretty good for finding information on social media, on all platforms for social media, is Mashable.com. Mashable.com. And there'd be loads of how-to guides. Right. Any questions on Facebook before I move on? Because I've got a few more to do.